Welcome to the network Survive to Thrive at www.survivetothrive.net. That's survive, the number two, thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will host on Fridays, Hawk on Thursdays, Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays, Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These are trying times that look to be getting more and more challenging every day. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas, health that you will need to survive and thrive in these challenging times. Please keep in mind that these shows do cost money to air, and presently EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network, and your own health and ability to thrive in these times. Go to survivetothrive.net, that's www.survive2thrive.net, and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238, that's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com, that's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product can extend the life of your dehydrated food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. In essence, the EnerFood and coconut combined constitute a meal replacement, so that can extend the life of your stored foods. And in addition to giving you energy and nutrition that your body needs, it has a two-year shelf life. Take a look also at the organic Coco Mojo and coffee, as well as our other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners from time to time, so be sure to tune in often for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on these shows is truly helpful. We want to help reduce physical and other forms of suffering for you, your family, and community today and in the times that are coming. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. Nathan Leal here, and you're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010, the year of our Lord. And for those of you that are taking notes, the website is watchmanscry.com. Well, here we are, my friends, in the week of Thanksgiving for America, a time of giving thanks and a time to be with your family and with your friends and to break bread. And possibly this Thanksgiving is going to be the last normal Thanksgiving for many of you. Possibly this could be the last time to enjoy a hearty meal. Enjoy your loved ones this holiday season. Pray for them, spend time with them, and hold them just a little bit tighter. Why am I sounding so sentimental? Well, it's because this world has now entered a new chapter in history. The judgment story that I share on every program here on Survive to Thrive Network has just entered a new phase. We have experienced a new arrival. A new touchdown has occurred. And in this program, I'm going to talk about this. And I'm going to explain some things that are happening. And as we talk about these things, we're going to examine them through several lenses. We're going to examine today's events through spiritual lenses, through natural lenses, and through historical lenses. So please, my friends, please pay attention, and also please share this program. You can go to watchmanscry.com, and if you're listening to this program live, but you want to share it with your friends, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com and go to the audio page, and there's a link there for all of the archives of all Survive to Thrive programs that have previously aired. So folks, please share those with your friends and family. Get the word out. We need to tell our friends what's going on. Some of you are trying hard to do that. And in that challenge, many of you know that loved ones at times and friends at times will say, you're crazy. So if you share these programs, perhaps if they listen to the warning message from a different voice, it may help to get their attention. Now, today, I have a very heavy message that I'm going to talk about. I've been doing a lot of prayer, folks. And for those of you that are not familiar with Watchman's Cry, my friends, Jesus is my Lord. The Holy Ghost is my choreographer. And I spend a lot of time in prayer, seeking God on what He wants me to talk about. The past several days, I have been experiencing a very deep time of sorrow and of mourning and of grief. The reason for that is because I've been watching what's been going on in the news, and I've also been comparing it to what the Holy Spirit has been sharing. And when I place those two things together, the conclusion leaves me with a report that is very serious. Now, over the past several years that I've been doing this program, there have been times when here on this earth, we walked through new chapters of the end time judgment of God. We have crossed several thresholds. We have seen different rail cars of judgment arrive. A few years ago, when the stock market went down 777 points, that was a threshold. That was a marker. When Obama was elected on November the 4th, 2008, that was also another marker. And there have been others. I don't want to spend time going through every one of them, but we recently crossed another marker. Another threshold. We recently crossed another bridge across the river of woeful transition. Another rail car of judgment has arrived, folks, just recently in the last few days. And it has been unloaded. In order to describe this arrival of a new chapter, I could use metaphors of rail cars from trains of judgment or of deliveries from airplanes. And by the way, using the metaphor "it has arrived from the air" actually holds some reality to it, because we have seen the arrival of a new thing that has come through the air. A new era arrived, folks. That era was contained inside of a cage, a spiritual cage, an invisible cage. And those cage doors have been opened, and the contents of that cage were not just contents, but they were actually entities inside of that cage. And those entities have been released upon the world now. A release has occurred. Now, the Holy Spirit has shown me, while I have been seeking Him about these things, and the things that He has shown me are sorrowful. They are grievous. And I prayed to Him, and as I was seeking Him two nights ago over the weekend, I was struck with remorse on the direction that this nation has gone. I have been struck with grief over the choices this nation chose to walk down, the roads and the paths that this nation decided to travel on. And as I called out to God, I said, "God, this nation has become a nation of wayward people. We are a people that are lost. We are a people that do not seek You any longer." I called out to Him, folks. And I said, "God, is there any remedy for what's happening in this nation? What are we to do? What's in store for us? What's in our future?" You know, folks, the Holy Spirit revealed some things. And unfortunately, having knowledge and understanding of dark things produces grief. For several years now, I have been warning, and I have been sharing messages, putting them on my website and broadcasting the warning message on radio programs, many different avenues. And in these warning messages were the elements shared with the public, with all of you, that dark days are coming to this world, that dark days are in store for us, that a storm of judgment is approaching, and to prepare for it, to seek the counsel of God, to seek the mercy of God. Those of you that have been listening for long enough know what I'm talking about. And you've been expecting it also. We've all been expecting it. For those of you that are awake, for those of you that are familiar with the warning message from not just Watchman's Cry, but from other voices, you know what's coming. But you know, folks, expecting it to come and actually seeing it arrive is another matter. It's hard to see it arriving. In recent days, we crossed a new threshold where more of these elements have arrived. And watching them arrive is very, very hard to observe. And my friends, the sad part of it is that it is just the beginning. I know what it's going to lead to. Those of you that are awake, you also know what it's going to lead to. Now, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, it has to do with this. the nation of the United States of America, the West, this world is under the judgment of God right now. This world has crossed the Rubicon of judgment. The cup of iniquity from the deeds of men throughout this world have filled the cup of iniquity, and it is overflowing now. It is boiling now. And because of these things, God has chosen to finally allow His judgment to arrive on this world. Now, today's events are impossible to comprehend and understand without understanding that they are spiritual in nature, that they are spiritual in their source, and that they are spiritual in their outcome. If you look at today's events through the lens of a headline newspaper, you will not understand it. If you look at today's events through the lens of an angry patriot that wants to do something about it, you will not understand it. The things that are going on right now, folks, have to do with the fourfold judgment of God. First on America, and then the world. While these things take place, the church of God is going to be refined and purged. Now, as I said, it's a fourfold judgment. The fourfold judgment is famine, pestilence, the sword, and evil wild beasts that are loosed upon the land to vex the people that are in rebellion. I've shared about these things in many, many other programs, so I cannot spend a lot of time here. But today, I want to talk about two of those areas. Two of those areas are the sword judgment. Now, what is that? That is the oppressors arrive. The attackers arrive. It means tyranny arrives. It means a kingdom from outside the borders of the land arrive. Translation, war arrives. Police state measures arrive. Martial law arrives. And as these things arrive, something else dies. Something else becomes minimized. Something else becomes a thing of the past, a memory. And those things are freedom, liberty. The Bill of Rights goes away. And it goes away because oppression arrives. Police state measures, martial law, illegal search and seizure. Your rights to privacy go away. Now, I have been warning that these days were coming, that police state measures were coming to America. And as they arrived, also, I have been warning that great darkness was going to come, that a great cloud of evil, of demonic oppression, was going to arrive in the land of America. This great evil would consist of deluding spirits, demonic, vile spirits and demons that would be loosed over the land, and that would occupy the minds, that would occupy and take over the tactics of men, that would take over the policies and the legislations of government. Great evil has been approaching, and now I must report with sorrow that the evil has arrived. It's here now, folks. My friends, please listen to what I'm saying right here. The natural mind of your intellect will reject what I'm about to say. But here's what it is. The God of heaven is allowing this. The God of heaven has pulled away His blessing and His protection and His grace from the land of America. And as a result, we can read in the book of Revelation where it describes the land of Babylon being full of the cage of foul spirits and hateful demonic hordes that are loosed upon the land. And folks, today, Babylon, America, has become the abode of demonic spirits and every hateful bird. They have begun fluttering about. And you need to know this, because you also need to know what they're going to do and who they're going to work with. They're going to work with the New World Order beast that is rising up out of the sea. The end time New World Order beast that we have all been dreading, that we have all known was coming, is now rising up out of the sea as I speak, my friends. And this beast consists of a one world government, of a New World Order system, of kings of this earth and the elite of this earth that are going to unify together in one last attempt to defy the God of heaven. And in their attempt to defy their God of heaven, they are going to allow themselves to be controlled by the spirit of the dragon that we read about in Revelation. The dragon, Satan, is going to control the New World Order beast. Folks, think about this. Satan, the enemy of your souls. Satan, the accuser and the destroyer. The angel of darkness that hates you. That hates your children and your family. The one responsible for destroying millions and millions of lives. In darkness and in sin and in oppression and in addictions and in murder and in corruption. this great evil being is going to be allowed to control and be the captain of the New World Order that is arriving right now. And in order for him to pull this off, he is going to use the help of demonic entities. And these demonic entities are going to flutter about to and fro upon this entire world, vexing men and bringing their evil upon the land. My friends, demons are going to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming. Demonic policies are going to change the culture of this world in the very near future. And indeed, it already is happening. Now, for those of you that have been watching, the grand milepost that shows that this scheme is indeed in play right now is the new TSA policy that we are observing at airports. This policy arrived in the air. And this is a huge symbolic event that is taking place, folks. Because these hateful demonic birds, these caged spirits, have been released from their cages. But they flutter about in the air. And they are arriving from the air. And how appropriate is it for them to illustrate to us that they have arrived by bringing the first elements of their vexation and their oppression to all of the airports of America? This is a huge symbolic milepost, my friends. They are showing us that they have arrived. The spirits of darkness are revealing themselves. And my friends, please know this. Every conspiracy theory that you have heard that showed you the natural elements of end time events, my friends, those things are going to come to fruition now. The great evil that you've heard about, the great evil schemes and plans and crafty ideas that the enemy has been thinking about and publishing and releasing to us slowly in droplets, it is now happening, folks. Now, this New World Order beast, as I said, is going to be controlled by Satan himself. This beast system has existed in other empires. It existed during the time of Pharaoh and Alexander the Great and the Roman Empire. We saw it existing in the last century in Soviet Russia and also in Nazi Germany. A great spirit of the beast, powered and fueled by demonic forces. And folks, as we examine history and we look into the past, we can see that every time this beast system arrived, it was very wicked in its nature, but it was very deceptive in how it took over the people. Because every time that it arrived throughout history, it deceived the people. It didn't just announce itself, "Hey people, I am bringing great vexation that is going to murder many in your family, that is going to end up placing you in concentration camps." It didn't announce itself that way. It came in with deception. When we look at Nazi Germany in the 1930s, we can see that it arrived in increments. The people were first hypnotized with propaganda. The people were first victimized with the loss of food, with the destruction of their money. The Weimar Republic in the 1920s was the beginning of this. In early Germany, the German mark went through a devaluation and they experienced hyperinflation with incredible numbers that was historical in nature. People were starving. People lost their businesses, their homes, their savings. And then Hitler showed up and he offered a solution. Eventually, after the people were indoctrinated with hope and after the people were shown that they had to sacrifice for the big picture of the fatherland, the people were brainwashed and they accept Hitler with open arms. And then the next phase of the propaganda machine started showing the people, brainwashing them that in order for the new Hitler plan to be successful, the enemies of the plan had to be imprisoned, silenced, sent away. And then we saw the blame game begin. The Jewish people were then categorized as one of the problems. They started hearing about the aggressors who were enemies of the fatherland, who were non-compliant, and these people were severely punished. There was a divide that arrived. Those that were the cause of the problem and those that were part of the solution. So the enemies were created and they were categorized. Christianity was a problem. Free thinkers were a problem. The old way and thinking about the old way was a problem. So they began to muzzle those problems and the general population accepted it. And today we have a similar thing going on, folks. A similar version of fascism is arriving and a similar version of Nazism is arriving. And it's arriving under the disguise of the war on terror. It's also arriving under the disguise of globalism. It's arriving under the lie and the propaganda disguise of bringing an end to hatred. Eventually, it is going to conclude with all opposition will be severely dealt with. So the iron fist is once again arriving, folks. And in this iron fist mentality, you are nothing. If you want to be an individual, you are going to be a part of the problem. If you want to have success in the future, you need to accept the new way of thinking. You need to accept the change that has to come to this world. The evolution of a new way that is going to set many that are in poverty free. And folks, the majority of Americans are swallowing this lie up. They're swallowing it up. And it is being spread in churches. It is being spread in schools through education. It is being spread in colleges. It's a psychological war. And it is now coming to its conclusion. And in order for this new world order beast to rise up and gain the acceptance of the people need to be lied to. And an enemy of the people is always created. And that's what the war on terror is. Al-Qaeda wants to destroy you. Al-Qaeda wants to murder you. Al-Qaeda hates the American way of life. You know, folks, we hear that over and over, but nobody really questions that statement. Al-Qaeda hates the freedom of Americans. Therefore, they want to destroy America. And here's what most people do not process. So since Al-Qaeda hates America's freedom, they want to destroy America. So the brilliant Einsteins in Homeland Security have now come up with a lie that is so transparent that it reveals itself, but most people do not see it. And that is this lie. Al-Qaeda wants to hurt you, so we have enacted policies where you have lost your freedoms and your rights as a free citizen and your rights to privacy and your rights to be left alone because we want to keep you safe. So Al-Qaeda hates our freedom and wants to destroy us. And as a result, America has come up with a policy that takes away our freedoms. Now, how much sense does that make? But how many people see it? Not many. So as a result, here in America, the great lie to bring Nazi fascism and tyranny is in open display. And the people now have become oppressed because they do not see the lie for what it is. Can this lie be fought with intellect? Possibly it could, but today most people have either forgotten history or they have been dumbed down to history's past, to what the Constitution means. And as a result, they do not know that the elements that caused America to revolt against Britain in the 18th century are once again repeating themselves. Now, is it only our youth's fault? No, they have parents that are allowing this thing to happen. How could this happen? Because today's church is also in a stupor. They have been put to sleep by lies. They have been put to sleep by selfish ambitions and by sermons that have turned them into selfish creatures, only wanting materialism, only wanting to reward themselves with gain. And as a result, there is a famine for the Word of God, and the great stupor has now arrived. And as this stupor has arrived, the ability to have discernment, to see what time it is a skill and an ability that they do not possess. If today's American church had discernment, and if they were awake, and if they were on fire in repentance and in spiritual renewal, this would not be happening, because it would have been exposed a long time ago. Unfortunately, their eyes are blind and their ears are closed, and they cannot see it staring at them in the face. What do you mean, Nathan? See what? It is the great spirit of the beast that has been released. It's showing itself right now, folks, but most people don't see it. So as this spirit arrives in the end time New World Order beast system that is rising up, folks, please know this. And please, please become aware of what I'm going to say right here. This beast New World Order empire is fueled by dark spirits. These dark spirits are the dark ones that I have been warning about. These spirits are very crafty and deceptive. And when we look at Nazi Germany in the 1930s, we see that they also affected the Christians during Germany's time back then. And as they became involved in the people's lives with deception, they were able to also steal something from the people. And that was this. They were able to steal the love and the passion for God away from the people because the people allowed it to happen. And as the love waxed cold amongst the people of Nazi Germany, the dark spirits were able to then fuel them with a hatred for their neighbor. They were able to rob them of their sympathies and their empathies. Their feelings of care and responsibility were robbed from them. And then we see history revealing to us that eventually the citizens of Germany quit caring about their neighbors. Their humanity was able to be robbed from them. They became a me society where all they cared about was saving their own life and not the lives of their neighbors. They became very selfish. And as the darkness grew upon them, their humanity was totally gone, where eventually the heart of the beast enveloped the thinking of many of the people. A heart of satanic evil enveloped them, folks. You know, many times I've wondered in the natural, they had to have heard the stories. They heard them, but they ignored the stories of the Jewish people who were held prisoners there. They rejected the stories of the people who were being cooked and burned. And then when they started to see the smoke of burning flesh come out of the smokestacks in their city, humans that were being burned to death, all they cared about was themselves. All they cared about was protecting themselves. They became a culture of fear, a culture of tattletales, a culture of turning in their neighbors to try to win brownie points with the secret police, the SS, that ruled with great fear over that land. You either become one of us or you are one of them, is what they heard. The people turned on one another in Germany. Children turned on their parents. The tattletale brigades grew stronger and stronger, and the freedoms of Germans died. The churches stayed silent, and the demonic beasts became stronger and stronger in Germany. The demonic beasts were able to cause Germans who just a few years before called themselves civilized, but now they were reduced to heartless souls who saw their neighbors arrested, killed, but they did not care. It was an attitude of the survival of the fittest. And folks, this was not a normal atmosphere. This was not normal. It was great darkness. But by then, the demonic spirits possessed many souls in Germany. The priests, the pastors, the preachers were silent, and the people were controlled by fear and selfishness. Eventually, the German people knew that Jews were mistreated. They knew that Christians were being killed. They knew that the mentally disabled were being killed. Teachers, professors, preachers, and free thinkers were being killed for sport, and no tears were shed. Now, how could this be? How could a civilized country like Germany fall for this and allow themselves to believe this and accept it? It's because the people became deluded. And the people who no longer valued the words found in Scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself. And they were able to forget the words in the gospel that said there is no greater love than he that lays down his life for a friend. They forgot the Scriptures, living in fear. And because they forgot the Scriptures, their love for God waxed cold, and they became children of condemnation, sons of perdition, children of damnation. There's no excuse for what they did, folks. Nathan, you weren't living there. You don't know how scary it was. That's true. I didn't. That's true, folks. I didn't live back then. But we do know the stories of the few remnant believers that did try to save. But that number was very few. Now, it looks like we're running out of time for the first half, so after the break, I am going to continue this topic and share some more things of what's coming. Folks, don't go away. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy. I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Innerfood.com. And give us your brief take on Innerfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
And she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that, and with Innerfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Innerfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact, and that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Watchman's Cry Ministries would like to take a moment to say thank you to our sponsor, Steve St. Clair of Inner Health Botanicals. In these days of chemtrails, modified food, and chemical additives, it is more important than ever to do what you can to protect and improve on your health. So head on over to survivetothrive.net and check out their products. That's Survive to Thrive, S-U-R-V-I-V-E, the number 2, T-H-R-I-V-E.net.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. And before the break, we were talking about how this TSA policy is a manifestation of demonic entities that have arrived over the land of America. America is going to become the land that succumbed to darkness and deception. Here is the very disturbing part. That same attitude that we saw in Nazi Germany of hatred and cold indifference is going to take over many, many hearts here in America. And that oppression that we saw back then, the mistreatment, is going to happen here, folks. And as it arrives here, there will be no defense against this thing. It is going to be a time of great vexation of soul and sorrow. My friends, the dripping darkness from the tornadoes that I shared several weeks ago, it's arriving now. And these dark tornadoes, they are releasing the spirit of the beast. And over the years, many of us have expected these things to arrive, but I don't think any of us have any idea how overwhelming they're going to be. How disturbing they're going to be. At the beginning of November, the TSA started this new program of sexual molestation of their passengers. They placed naked body scanners in many airports, and the TSA has announced that they plan to install another 1,000 new naked body scanners by 2011. So in order for you to fly in an airplane, you have to go through a naked scanner where some person is going to look at you naked. And also record an image of your nakedness. And he or she is also going to look at the nakedness of your wife and of your children to get on an airplane. If for some reason you opt out of that, or if the beeper goes off twice, then you will be pulled out of the line and be pat down by hand by a live person. Now this pat down, this groping, includes feeling every part of the person's body, including your groin, your genitals, and for women, it also includes hands all over her breasts. Now, folks, what's wrong with this picture? This is a gross violation of America's Fourth Amendment. It's a legal search and seizure, but it doesn't matter because this is the new policy in the United States of America. In times past, it has been illegal to touch a child in their private parts. And if a person did that, they were charged with a felony for molesting children. Also, taking pictures of children without their clothes on is called child porn. But now, here in America, if the government wants to do it to your children, it's not porn. It's keeping you safe. Now, folks, this is insanity. This is corruption of justice at the highest level. And it makes absolutely no sense. But it's still happening. That is why I am putting a spiritual lens on top of this, because this is a spiritual event that is taking place, but it's manifesting in the physical realm through oppression of all American citizens who want to travel. Now, how can the federal government get away with this? How can this be allowed to happen? How is it possible that thousands of people will wait in line, single file, as one by one the people are molested? How is this possible? Here's how it's possible. It's a spirit of delusion. And that same spirit we saw in Nazi Germany is now evident in the people of America today. Nazi Germany was a police state. Here in America, the naked body scanner and molestation is an element of the new police state. How can this be allowed to continue? And how bad is it going to get? Have any of you asked that question? Why did it arrive out of the blue? The measures that they were using in the past have worked. So why is this happening? Why is Obama allowing this? Why is he promoting it? Why is he defending it? Why is Big Sister of Homeland Security defending it? It's because they have been taken over. That's why, folks. This demonic spirit of the beast has invaded Homeland Security. And we are witnessing the President of the United States become the willing participant of this demonic policy. Why is he doing this? Because the demons whispering to him are telling them to do this. These spirits are very crafty. And in order to have a police state, the people must be reduced mentally. They must be humiliated. They must be shown that they have no rights. They must have their dignity reduced. Folks, it's happened throughout time. And now it's happening in America. It's a spiritual element being played out before our very eyes, folks. And it is going to get much, much worse. It is going to get much more disturbing. And as these demonic beasts work on a society, they've been at this for thousands of years, and they know how to break humans. They know how to change the mindset and turn it around. They know how to make a philosophy do a 180. Nathan, why are you giving the devil glory and the devil praise? Folks, I'm not giving the devil praise, but you need to be vigilant and know your enemy. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that Satan will be in control of the end time New World Order Empire. And we are also told that the small remnant of God will be able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That means through their salvation, through a relationship with God of heaven, through a relationship with Jesus, and an ability to get a hold of the scriptures and have it affect their lives with strength and with comfort. This also means that they have the ability to have discernment to understand what's going on, while all of their neighbors and all of those around them have no clue what's going on. So they are able to look at the world through different lenses. And folks, that's why I'm talking right now. I am revealing through a different lens what is going on. And we must look at today's events through that lens, my friends. This TSA program is a psychological operation upon the citizens of America. It is not to keep you safe. It is not to stop the terrorists from doing their thing. Anyone with rational thinking and any person with basic intellect can clearly see that if a terrorist wanted to crash a plane, they could do it through another means. Does the TSA really think that a terrorist is going to get in line and allow themselves to be scanned and discovered? Are they that stupid? They know that the terrorists wouldn't do that. It would be much, much easier for a terrorist to get a job as a baggage handler or someone that works on the plane, out on the tarmac, who loads the bags onto the plane, and they could place incendiary elements on the plane that way much easier. And also, here's the other thing, folks. A terrorist attack is not limited to aircraft. If a terrorist really wanted to cause harm in America, they could do it at a public event or at a shopping mall. Much, much easier with higher mortality. So what the TSA is doing right now is not keeping us safe. What it is doing is reprogramming the citizens of America to show who's in charge. To show that we can take away your dignity and you can't do anything about it. Now here's the amazing part of this whole mess, folks. According to a recent poll by MSNBC, 4 out of 5 people defend the naked body scanners, and they have no problem with them. Think about that, folks. We are hearing a lot of complaints about the body scanners, and we're hearing a lot of complaints about the molestation and the pat-downs. But are the complaints happening from just a minority of the public, and that's what's on the news? But in reality, most of the population does not care. Is this possible? Well, you know what, folks? I would not find it the least bit surprising if this is true. Because just like we saw that spirit during 1930, that same spirit is here once again, and the people are going to fall for it. In order for the New World Order beast to be successful, the people will fall for it. And we need look no further than all the people standing in line, cooperating, not wanting to get in trouble, falling for it. And even though evidence has already come out that these body scanners have radiation that can cause cancer, the TSA lies and they say they're perfectly safe, so the people believe it. And they're walking through this thing and getting zapped with cancerous radiation. They're allowing their children to be zapped with it. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, huh, folks? The mighty Americans that once had a clue now are just blind sheeple. They line up like cattle, and one by one, they remain silent and they go through the line because it's all about travel and convenience. And they have no problem being considered a suspect and a terrorist. Every traveler is now guilty until proven innocent. Oh, there's no proof that they're innocent. Because in a police state, you are never innocent. In a police state, you are just a brick in the building of the homeland. So will anybody protest? What do you think, folks? Will it ever be done away with? Well, if it is done away with, I would celebrate and be happy. But unfortunately, at the rate things are going, this is just the beginning, folks. This airport pat-down molestation that they're doing now with live groping people or the naked body scanners are the future of the police state here in America and the rest of the world. We're going to see these body scanners eventually in federal buildings, and this pat-down groping procedure is only going to get worse. It'll start occurring at these buildings. By the way, for those of you that do not know, they're also doing this, the groping pat-down, at the border crossings of America. And if you give a border agent any attitude or lip, you will find yourself being a victim to plastic glove molestation by the Border Patrol. You know, folks, that spirit of the beast that did not care about fellow humans during Hitler's time, that spirit that would possess a soul is now in America. And we are seeing that spirit in these TSA agents. Now, for those of you that may say, Nathan, that's not fair. They're just doing their job. That's true. They are doing their job, but at what cost? You know, folks, Jesus said there is a cost of everything, and we are to count the cost. If you happen to be a TSA agent, at what cost are you getting your paycheck? Because there is a tender part inside of a child that should never be taken away from a child, and that is the badge of purity and innocence. That's what we're supposed to protect in our children as parents, as mothers and fathers. We are not to allow anyone to molest our kids and to touch them in their private parts. So if you're a TSA agent and you think that it's just a benign act to grope a child and molest them and it's not going to bother them, please know this. Every child that goes through these security lines is being molested, and they're being imprinted with something that is very dark and vile. And there is no way to have some psychological expert to say, you know, we have examined this thing and it's not really so bad on children. There is no way to know this, folks. This is horrible. It is robbing a child of their innocence. And if you're a TSA worker, you are taking part in this for a paycheck. There is no amount of justification that can minimize what is being done to these children and to women and to young people. It can't be done, folks. Nathan, you don't understand. I have to pay my rent. I'll lose my house. I'll lose my car if I don't have this TSA job. You know, folks, situational ethics. If it's for me, then I will do what the state tells me to do. I will mistreat others because I get the reward. That's what it comes down to, folks. Selfishness, self-preservation at the expense of what's right. And as the days progress and the spirit of the beast rises up, you know, it's easy to justify anything. It's easy to put a label on something that sounds noble. It's easy to describe what somebody is doing as vile, but to package it in a way that the people accept. But at the end of the day, folks, when the disguise of deceit is removed, what is wrong is still wrong. What is still evil. And what is still pure. And what is right is still right. If it is a benign act to touch a child with the hands of a stranger, then listen to this child crying right here. This is the news reporter who had his 3-year-old daughter groped by a stranger. Listen to what the little girl says right here. She says, "Stop touching me." Listen to this, folks. Now, that doesn't sound very innocent to me. That child is going to be imprinted, and that child now knows that she can be molested, and even though her parents are supposed to protect her, now she knows that, well, at times, daddy's not going to protect me, and he's not going to be there. Hundreds and hundreds of complaints are coming out about this new program, and Obama lied to the news and to the press, and he said he sympathizes with passenger complaints about this body pat-down at airports, but it's necessary to guard against explosives. You know what, folks? Before Obama was president, the airports were working just fine. So this thing is not just to keep people safe. Again, it's an operation to brainwash the public. This is an incremental step of liberty-robbing policies. It always sounds justified, but brainwashing is always done crafty. Now, there is another spiritual element to what we see happening right here, and I'm going to share it. Now, in sharing this other element, I may anger some of you, and my purpose here is not to just provoke you to anger. My intention here is to reveal the truth. All right, folks? Now, I'm qualifying this because this is not an easy thing to visit with many Americans. I really want to communicate that I am saying this in the sincerest manner possible. But there is a spiritual element taking place right now. You know, folks, the United States of America is no longer the noble display of how great a nation can be. Things have changed in this country. Things have deteriorated. The attitude in this nation has deteriorated. The moral culture of this nation has deteriorated. And as a result, the strength of this nation has deteriorated. Now, that being said, even still, I know that there are a lot of Americans that are patriotic and that love this nation. I love this nation. I grew up here. But that aside, I know a lot of people are patriotic. And in some families, it is a normal thing for each generation of family members to take part and serve in the military because it is a duty that a patriotic American would do. And in times past, serving in the military was an occupation and a sacrifice that showed honor and nobility because to be an American soldier in times past was a testimony that fought for justice and fought for what was right. Now, that's the American military that I remember when I was growing up. However, today, there are still people who are remnants of that family heritage who have children in the military right now. And I've often heard a lot of people say, "My son is in the military protecting our freedom. He's in Iraq, quote unquote, protecting our freedom. Or I have a daughter in Afghanistan. She's protecting our freedom." You know, folks, let's be honest now. This is the part that I was going to share. If our sons and daughters are in the Middle East right now protecting our freedoms, then what is going on here in America where it is obvious that our freedoms have now become eroded? Our freedoms have now been reduced and taken away. We are all suspects now. So if freedoms no longer are existing here in America, then what are our boys doing in the Middle East? What are our daughters doing in Afghanistan? I submit this to you, my friends. Our young people in the military, in the Middle East, are not protecting our freedoms. They are now working for Obama and the New World Order. They are now spreading the New World Order version of empire building and the New World Order's version of building up puppet governments, of taking over nations to redirect their resources to the New World Order. Afghanistan has approximately $3 trillion of discovered minerals, and those minerals are going to be redirected to the puppet masters of the New World Order and the elite of the New World Order. Why am I bringing this up? Here's why, folks. Because while our soldiers were in Iraq, there was an element of actions that have been called justifiable and that have been ignored that have placed a scar in the record of America. And that was what occurred at Abu Ghraib prison. When the Iraqis were stripped naked and piled into pyramids and raped with brooms and attacked with dogs and forced to do vile sexual things with one another, these things were condoned by the government of the United States of America. So in another nation, the United States sowed some bad seeds. The United States mistreated some other citizens unjustly. And by the way, those prisoners, the majority of them, were citizens of Iraq who were out past curfew or who were caught without their papers, without their IDs. So their punishment was to be sent to Abu Ghraib prison. Some of them were even placed in there with their children. In addition to that, approximately 1 million Iraqi civilians have been killed since our occupation, which began in 2003. 1 million civilians have been killed. Today, most Americans have no desire to know about that number. Most Americans don't care about that number of people. And most American people really were not grieved when they found out that we were torturing people in Iraq. But here's where the reality check comes in, my friends. Crimes against humanity occurred in Iraq, and they were conducted and performed by Americans. We used Nazi tactics on innocent people in Iraq. While these things happened, many millions of evangelical Christians said, "Go, USA, they're terrorists." Rush Limbaugh said, "Our boys were just having some fun. It was innocent hazing going on over there." But here's the problem, folks. There is a higher law that exists over this world. And that law says, God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. You reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. And the way that Americans treated Iraqis was recorded in the Chronicles of Heaven. The elements of the mistreatment included nakedness. It included molestation. It included rape. It included stealing the dignity from Iraqis. Some of it got a lot worse. Black hoods over them. Electric shock and torture, dog bites, and even death. When looking at this spiritual law, my friends, what this means is if a nation treats others unjustly, eventually they will reap the penalty of that. And they themselves will find themselves treated unjustly in a similar manner. How ironic is it that we treated them unjustly with nakedness and molestation? And now it is happening to America. This is not a coincidence, my friends. Nathan, you're just trying to make stuff up. If that's what you choose to believe, then that's fine. But that is not what's going on, folks. This is a spiritual thing going on right now. It is judgment. The God of heaven has just scales. The God of heaven does not hold America in higher regard than other nations of this world. God shows no partiality. Yes, the heritage of America favored God at the beginning, so God blessed them. But when a nation forgets God, God pulls away his blessing. When a nation mistreats other nations, God will see to it that the nation is rewarded accordingly. Everything has a cost, my friends, and America is now experiencing the brunt of her shame and the scars that she has done around this world. Now, in addition to what I just mentioned, according to the law of sowing and reaping, eventually I expect the black hoods to show up over the population. And I expect the orange jumpsuits to arrive and show up over the population. I expect tribunals to arrest people without trial. I expect people to be mistreated, people to be at a roadblock and not have their ID in order and be carted away to some unknown prison. We did that to people in other parts of the world, folks, and now that is going to happen to us. It is unfortunate, but it's a spiritual law. We are just getting started. This new beast that is arriving over the land is going to be a heartless entity, and God is going to allow them for a season to have their way across the land. In addition to what I'm talking about in Iraq, there's also another reason this TSA groping is occurring, and it is this, my friends. Today in America, it is very normal to be a whore, to participate in fornication, in adultery, in whoredoms. It is now normal culturally to take pictures of yourself naked and place it on social networking websites. It is now normal for young people to take pictures of themselves naked and send them to each other on their cell phones and to place them on the internet. It is now normal for young people to participate in homosexual acts and bisexual acts where they have lost all morality. And now, as a result of that, America has become a nation, a culture of orgies, sexual deviancy. Today across America, the children are playing. They are in love with their flesh. They are fixated with carnality, with their bodies, and the bodies of one another. And now, as a part of the judgment across the land for abandoning the laws of God, God is now allowing America's nakedness to be shown out in the open. And God is now allowing molestation and groping to happen out in the open. What was done hidden is now being shown from the housetops. It is now being shown on the TV news. It is now being talked about with great sorrow by the citizens of the land. So for many, it is a day of darkness. And for the others, the 80%+ that do not care that they are being molested and groped, well, the reason for that is because they are already children of defilement and children of the flesh. But folks, this judgment is going to progress until finally they will be shedding tears for the great darkness that is over them. These days that we have entered in are surely very dark days. And it looks like I'm out of time. I have many, many more things to share, my friends. These Nazi tactics are just the beginning of what we can expect to be scattered across this world as the New World Order beast gets stronger and stronger. So the conclusion of this message is this. The only way that any of us are going to find comfort or protection is going to be through the strength and the help of God. So my friends, I challenge every one of you, please find spiritual renewal with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the universe. Find spiritual renewal in repentance. Find spiritual renewal on your knees. It is time to put aside the old things, the old garment, the old way of life. And it is time now to submit to God. God has warned repeatedly in messages that he has shared as I've sought him in prayer. And he has repeatedly shared and revealed that there are looming events that are being sent to this world. And as these things arrive, great woe will be upon the land, folks. None of you will be able to sustain yourself for very long without the help and the strength of God. So my friends, it is time to choose God, because without God's help, you will not be able to endure. All right, folks? Well, it looks like I'm out of time. My friends, we are listener supported. So our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website, contact us there. Well, my friends, I'm out of time. Stay safe. Enjoy your family this Thanksgiving season. Love them, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.